My name's Anne Sutton, and I'm one of the Cardiff Senior Street Pastors.
Bart. Yes, I've been doing it for about 2 years now, so. Well, we come out on Friday and Saturday nights, usually, between 10 and 4 o'clock, and the purpose is to help anybody who needs our help, whether it's because they're too drunk to look after themselves, or are lost, or maybe they need flip-flops because they're taking their stilettos off and there's broken glass around. Really, anything which almost falls between the stools in a way, because the police sometimes don't have time to or the resources to help people in that more pastoral way. They're obviously concentrating more on actual crime and trouble, and often this leaves people just, you know, they need help but there's nobody else to give it to them. So that's where we step in.
Any shift can, I think we should go over and see that guy over there. Any shift can mean anything. Basically, we're keeping an eye out for people like that who might have just had a bit too much drink. Maybe we can give him some water, maybe see if he's okay. Well, I mean, the main thing is to see if he's okay. Yeah. And a night can be anything. It can be just walking around, having chats to people, giving flip-flops to this girl or walking bare feet, stuff like that. And it can be dealing with people for like 2 hours at a time who have just had far too much to drink but haven't had enough to need a taxi, just need time just to come round and some patience. Yeah. Generally, a guy going up to a guy is better than a guy going up to a girl just because.
You are my car, my lovely car.
We found that a couple of months ago on a really night they expected to be really bad. They had lots of other paramedics around, which means that actually sometimes our work is cut down. Because generally, for someone like that, if it was just the police and a couple of paramedics, and say the paramedics were busy, they'd call us because we can sit with her, we can spend time with her, we can give her a full blanket, we can see whether she's, you know, we've done it kind of long enough to know whether people are kind of coming round or whether they're getting worse and we really need medical attention. But things, you know, we can find out if they've got friends with them, try and get their friends to come and help, etc. But because there's so many paramedics on tonight, it might be that we're not. But then again, that's two people in, what, 20 metres? So I think it might be an interesting night.
Cardiff Street Pastors have just gone to speak to a homeless man. They've given him a Mars bar, asked him if he's cold. They also had a packet of gloves to give to him. Cardiff seems to be getting busier and busier. But at the moment, they seem to be managing okay.
Happy New Year to everyone in Wales.
Have you heard of the Cardiff Street Pastors before?
No.
Are they the people that walk around and try and tell you what to do?
Spread the love,
isn't
they're
that? Just over there chatting to the homeless man. They're just giving him some water.
Yeah, I've seen him in Bridgend. Yeah,
talk,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you think of them?
Waste of time.
Really?
Yeah.
But they're just sort of giving people water and flip-flops.
Oh, okay. If they give people... So I thought they just walk around and give people advice.
Free stuff.
No, they don't preach or anything. They just
Why don't they give people flip-flops like us?
And alcohol.
They usually give them to girls that have taken their shoes off so they don't tread on
That's good,
girls.
That's good. That's good, fair play. Yeah.
My girlfriend hasn't got shoes on. Can we have some flip-flops?
I mean, we do this all in faith. And we believe there's a God who protects us, and to be fair, the evidence seemed to show exactly that. The thing is, I mean, we're only here to help. We're not here to tell anyone what to do. We're not here to preach to anyone. We're just here to help. So, you know, and the kind of love your neighbour in action, basically. So, really, no one's really... I don't want to jinx it now, but no one's ever really had a go, because why would you? We don't... You know, if someone seems aggressive and they're fighting, and if we see a fight, we will call the CCTV room and ask them to get the cameras on it. Some of the street pastors who used to be doormen, etc., will probably step in closer to the situation than I would. But no, we've had problems with people being aggressive at each other and to the police and to the taxi marshals. But generally, we're just here to be a calming, hopefully helpful influence, really. You know, I got called to a thing about 6 months ago where a guy got passed out on the steps by Wild Bar. He was getting quite you know, the police had come up to him, told him he had to wake up, had to move on. It was about 11 o'clock at night. He was getting quite aggressive with them. They radioed us, and when we got to there, and they just went, well, look, they went, look, can you deal with him? Because you've got the patience that we don't have. And it was just like, well, you know, we can spend half an hour with this guy, sat there going, look, we're just here to help. We want to give you some water. Come on, what's your name? Where can we get you to? Can we help you get home? Whereas they can't, and they've, you know, they've got, so, I mean, look at how many people are out tonight. They've got so many other things on their time that they don't have the time. So hopefully we can help, really.
Had one a few months ago where a man was being quite aggressive towards a couple in the Hays, and felt appropriate to go up and ask whether we could help at all. At which point the couple vanished. I think quite relieved to have been that this man was distracted, and he got quite aggressive towards us at that point. But it was quite amazing because after about a minute, having started pushing me and really being quite verbally abusive, his attitude just changed instantly. It was really surprising. And within another minute or so, he was walking away saying that he loved us and we were his best friends, and it was quite incredible. And, you know, why that happened, I mean, you can only speculate, but, you know, we do feel that we're protected on the streets, really. The most common, I suppose, is people who are too drunk to get home. And that's probably most of what we do in an evening. Just staying with them to sober them up, to help them to stay safe while they're sobering up, give them water, to talk to them, maybe walk around with them, until they're in a sober enough state to get a taxi. That's particularly important when it's females, because obviously they are at risk. And a number of times, you know, we come across situations where there is a female on her own, and there are lads hanging around, clearly just waiting to take advantage. I mean, it's very blatant at times. And so just being able to step into that sort of situation is particularly important. Well, initially it started out of a weekend run in Sophia Gardens called Hope 2008. It was a national campaign run by churches to basically put faith in action by doing sort of community work on the streets. And a local Christian charity called Ignite organised the Cardiff sort of version of Hope 2008. And Gary Smith, the director of Ignite, had heard about street pastors, and on that weekend had an initial sort of pilot, if you like, of a few people going out on the streets on that weekend. And it was such a massive success. In fact, the police reported falling crime levels that weekend. It was a you know, a good spring bank holiday weekend when normally crime levels would have increased. But Gary got a call during the week from the chief inspector, I think, saying, I've had statistics showing that crime levels actually dropped on the weekend, and I'm questioning them, but they seem to be correct. And put it down very much to the effect of this weekend having taken place in Sophia Gardens, and was very, very keen that this scheme should be initiated in Cardiff. So that's how street passers got born in Cardiff anyway. And it was then, I think, November, after the first intake had their initial training, that we started coming out on a regular basis.
And how do you think that people sort of respond to the idea that you are Christians? Because I was just chatting to some boys there, and they seem to think immediately that you sort of want to preach, but obviously that's not at all what it's about.
I think the longer we've been on the streets, the more people realise it is. I mean, any street pastors anywhere in the country, it is not. In fact, it's emphatically part of the street pastors thing that you do not preach. It is merely, we do this because we feel it's where Jesus would have been. You know, you read the New Testament, Jesus was helping the poor, he was helping the vulnerable. As with the briefing tonight, he was in forgiveness, not condemnation, and not judging. I mean, if you speak to anyone who regularly comes out in town now, there is an enormous amount of respect for what street pastors do, because various people have been helped for one reason or another, or they have friends who've been helped. And we're not there to preach. I mean, if you know, if we've got time and we get asked a question about why we do it, well, we'll say to people why we do it. But with the remit is not to sit and go stand on the street and preach. That's, it's purely faith in the action. In Britain, we have a huge drinking culture where people land up in messes. Quite a few of the street pastors have probably been in those messes at one point or another. Like, you know, the guys that do it, a lot of us felt the need to do it because actually we used to be there. It's not right to sit inside the church and say, oh, well, the world should be like this. Well, if you think the world should be different, then go out and change it. Like, don't just sit there.